Vayter in Shas. We are in Daf Nuntes, picking up from Nuntes on the base by the bottom of the page, about 10 lines up or so by the next part of the Mishnah, and that is Hamosar. Now, we said in the Mishnah, just to read it to you one more time, Hamakdish Maisa Yedei Ishta, someone who's Makdish, the handiwork of his wife, so that she works, then Hariza Osev Ochela, she could eat it, she could work, she could eat it, doesn't matter. But Hamosar, the stuff which is above and beyond, as we had said, that there's a certain amount that the wife is supposed to be working and giving to the husband, and then there's stuff that is beyond that amount, Hamosar, there will be Meir Omer Hektish, she says it's Hektish, or Yochanan Sandler says that it is Chulin. So let's take a look at the Gemara. Meir Omer Hektish, Hamosar, Meir Omer Hektish, Amos Kadosh. Now, when exactly does it take on the status of Hektish? So in Machlokas, Rav Shmuel, Domer Tavai, both of them say, Mosar la'achar Misa Kadosh, only after Misa. Rashi says, Kishetamos he, when she dies, v'yorshena, and then he is Yorish, that stuff, because this Mosar stuff eventually is going to come to him. So therefore, at that time, when that comes about, then all of a sudden it takes on the Hektish. Avad Rav Amar, Mosar Michayim Kadosh, even immediately, Rashi says, Kishetasena, when she gets it, it automatically becomes Hektish, in other words, even while she's alive. Heavy ba, Rav Papa. Rav Papa wanted to know, like, here, what in the world's going on over here? B'mai, what's the case we're dealing with? Elim, if you want to say, B'mai la mazonos, like we spoke about yesterday a little bit, then we know something called mazonos. You have to feed her, give her enough food to take care of her, and also you have to give her silver ma'a for that which she needs. So if we're talking about the case of where you're giving her the mazonos and you're giving her the ma'a kesef for her needs, my time with the madam lachar misa kadosh. So why are you saying only after misa is going to be kadosh? And that means that it belongs to you right now. So therefore, he's doing his job. And that means that stuff all comes to him. The elo, we must be talking about kishain my lo mazonos velo my lo ma kesef. He's not giving her mazonos and he's not giving her the ma. But if that's the case, in my time, I demand the machayim kadosh. So why, according to the one who says that right now it's going to become kadosh, why would that be? It's not yours. It says, Liolam, it's a split. We are talking about a case that what? Liolam b'maylila mazonos ve'ino maylila ma'a kesef tzorcheh. You're giving her mazonos, but you're not giving her the weekly allowance of the ma'a kesef. Ravu Shmuel, who are the ones who say that it's only after she dies that it becomes kadosh, tiknu. Beep, turn the page. Nuntes. Tiknu mizonos tachas maisi adeha. Umakesef tachas mosar. He equates the mizonos in place of maisi adeha. In other words, since he's giving her mizonos, he gets her maisi adeha. Umakesef he gives her, and therefore he gets the mosar. The kevet loka yoiv la umakesef. Since he didn't give umakesef of year, therefore mosar didah have. The mosar really belongs to her now, and therefore he only gets it. Acher misa, that's when it becomes kadosh. By the Yerusha. Avada bar Ava Sofer, who says that it's Mechayim, he says, Tiknu Mizonos Tachas Mosar. Not Mizonos for Maisiadea, but it's in place of Mosar. And right, he gives Mizonos and he gets the Mosar. Uma Kesef Tachas Maisiadea, he has a flipped. And there you give the silver Ma, then you get over there the Maisiadea. Vikavin to Kayoiv La Mizonos, since he was giving Mizonos, Mosar Didei, Hava, therefore it belongs to him and therefore becomes Kadosh Mechayim right away. But my Kamithli, what exactly is the root of this Machlokas? Mar Savar, Rav and Shmuel over the opinion that what? Midi de Shriach, Midi de Shriach. We equate the two things that are common, and that is that we know it makes sense to give Mizonos, and also it makes, and she's going to be working. But it's not common for her to go and work more than she normally works. And so that most of her stuff is going to be for the connected to Ma. Mar Savar, Rav Adar Arva, he says, Midi de Kate, the Kayetz, Midi de Kayetz. A set amount. From a set amount, we equate. Ma'a kesef is a set amount, and the amount that she's supposed to be working is a set amount, the ma'isi adayim, as opposed to mazonos isn't a set amount, and the mosar is not a set amount. So therefore, you go and you equate the things that are set amount. In fact, the Gemara Nevada Rava, you wanted to equate ma'isi adayim to the ma'a kesef, and the mazonos should be to the... Sorry, I said that wrong. You want to equate... Let's try this one more time. From the husband's side, he has to give mizonos, and he also has to give the ma'a kesef. You want to equate the two that are kayets, right? So you want to equate ma'a kesef to the idea of ma'isi adayim. But that's a bit of a problem to do that. You know why? Because Maisvi Bryce says, Tiknu mizonos tachas ma'isi adeya. It's mizonos that's ma'isi adeya, and not ma'a kesef that's ma'isi adeya. We can do that. He says, Amen, no. Tachas mose ma'isi adeya. Yeah, just fix that over there a little bit and call it, just adjust it to say Moser Masiyadah, and then we're good to go. Toshama, and everybody said Kasha on Rav and Shmuel's approach. Im eino nosin lama kesef letzercheah, Masiyadah, shalah. which seems to equate the ma'at kesef with ma'aseh adeh. And you wanted to say ma'aseh adeh is connected to mizonos. He says, no. E ma'aseh moser ma'aseh adeh shalah. The moser ma'aseh adeh shalah, now everything's good and dandy. Ay, v'ha aloh katani. But we know that we have a Mishnah which says on that, the Mishnah says, ma'hi oseh lo. This is referencing what the wife has to do for the husband. Right? We said in the Mishnah, ma'hi oseh lo. What does he have to do for, what does she have to do for him? Mishkal Chamesh Shloim Shasi Biyuda. She has to do the amount of spinning every week, which is the weight of 5 sela of Shasi. Now there's something called Shasi, something called Arev, the warp and the weft. And Rashi says Shasi is Kasha Litfosa Yosem and Arev, it's harder to do. So that's how much she has to go and she has to produce. Now the point is though, is that as Rashi so nicely puts it, Umahi Oselo, third line, Umi the Farish Basar Maisiya Deha, the fact that this is being explained after Maisiya Deha, Umahi Oselo, what did she do for him? Michlad the Resha Ba Maisiya Deha, I read that it's talking about Maisiya Deha, Veloba Mosar, it's not talking about Mosar. So you can't just go and switch it to say it's talking about Moser Maisei Adeh Shalah. It's actually Maisei Adeh. What are you going to do now? Says the Gemara in the Hachikar. As it means to say, Maisei Adeh Kamahavi. How much are Maisei Adeh? The Leida Moser Dida Kama. If we know what her Maisei Adeh, how much she has to bring in, which is the 5 Sela of the Shasi, so that we can know what's considered the Moser. Mishkal Chamesh Shloim Shasi Bihuda Shein Eser Shloim Begalil. That's just the amount that it comes out to be, and therefore you don't have a kasha to me anymore. Amar Shmuel. We're taking it back to the mission now, like we started with. We said that Hamosar, Rabbi Meir Omer, is hektish, and Rabbi Yochanan Sadler, chulin. In other words, if you go and you say that you're maktish the masi yadeh of your wife, then what's the din? So, and what's going to be the moser? The moser, Rabbi Meir says, is hektish, Rabbi Yochanan Sadler says, is chulin. And now comes on Shmuel to paskin on that. Amar Shmuel, he says that halacha Rabbi Yochanan Sandler, that if you go ahead and you want to be maktish, your wife's mosar doesn't do anything. Does Shmuel really say that? Sounds like you're saying that Shmuel says you can't be maktish davar shelo bala olam. Let's take a look at Rashi. Mi amar Shmuel achi va'amar Shmuel el. Shmuel said earlier, b'moser la'achar misa pligi. Their machlokes is, like we started with, this machlokes is when you did the moser after misa. And that is va'alam, Rabbi Yochanan Sadler, chulin, v'yafa, it's chulin, v'yafa b'dahashad didehu, even though right now it's his, alma time Rabbi Yochanan, must be mishon davar shelo bala olam. Something which hasn't come to the world. Who? Shadai lo mesa. She hasn't died yet. Ve'in lo rishus. But Mosai is not rishus to it. Hol ve'in o maila lo ma'akesef. Because he didn't give ma'akesef. V'ha amar Shmuel halacha. Now that, Shmuel is saying the halacha. So now it sounds like you're saying that Shmuel is saying you're not able to be makdish. Dav shalom ba'olam. Is that really true? Well, tonight we see it from a Mishnah that Shmuel seems to say you can be makdish to davar shalom b'leolam. Konim shani ose l'ficha. Let's say a wife goes ahead and says, Rashi says, mashani ose ya konim l'ficha, that which I make, that I do, is going to be usher to you. It's going to be like a carbon. It's going to be like hektish. Yeah, lecha ki hektish me'lehanos lo. You're not going to get any hanah from it. Einu tzarech l'hafir. The person doesn't even have to be mefir such a neder. Rashi says, neder zeh she'ein ba'koach la'gedisha l'fishu shalo. It can't be makdish something that belongs to him. So it doesn't mean anything. Rabbi Kiva Omri says, yafir. No, you should be mefir it. Do you know why? Because shema ta'adif alav yaser min ha'ra'ilo. Maybe maybe she's going to end up doing more than she actually needs to be doing, more than the 5 sela that she's chayv to be doing over here. And therefore, now this nether would actually cause this moser to become usher to him. As Rashi points out, it's not his, it belongs to her, and therefore, it's ze'enu shel v'yichol l'akdish, she's able to be makdish it. Rav Yochanan ben Nuri Omer, he comes and he says, yafer, make sure that you're made for it. You know why? Because Shami Yagoshenu say he has Sura Lachzor. Maybe this guy's going to divorce her, and when he divorces her in this matzav, if she made this nether, she's going to be usher to come back to him. Now Rashi points out that what Shami Yagoshenu, if he had nether chal, the nether is actually going to be taking effect. Shemigarsha Einu Mishubedes Lo LeMaisi Adeh. He doesn't get the Maisi Adeh. Who say Asur Lachzor Lo Lefi Shenesser Maisi Adeh Lo, because her handiwork has become usher to him. V'ef shelo lizayir, he can't be so careful. Shelo titatchin v'lo te'efe v'chol shar malachos hashnuyus v'mishnasina she'isha v'selabayla. What about all the things? She's going to be grinding, she's going to be baking, and all these different things that he's clearly going to come to, not going to be able to be careful not to have any of it. V'amar Shmuel, and Shmuel says, halacha k'Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. The halacha goes according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. even though right now when she's saying it, she's married to the guy and she doesn't own the stuff that she's producing right now, nonetheless, it seems to be that the thing she says right now, it still takes effect after the fact. So it must be that he says, you can be makdish davar shelo bali olam. So why are you saying not like that? Says Gemara, no, ki amar shmuel alach rabbi yochanan ben nuri. What was he talking about when he said alach rabbi yochanan ben nuri? Leha'adafa. He's not talking about the Maisa Yadayim stuff, which is going to become Asir L'Mafreya once they get divorced. He's talking about the extra stuff above and beyond what she has to produce for him. It's going to become Asir right now. That's what he says it for. Frek the Gemara, if that's what you wanted to say, V'leim halacha kerb yochim benuri, l'hadafa. Inami, another thing you could have said is, en halacha ketanakama. The halacha is not like ketanakama. Who says they don't have to do anything? You don't have to be made for it. Inami, halacha kerb yekiva. Or you could have said the halacha is a kerb yekiva, who says the husband should be made for the nether because of the extra stuff. Therefore, it comes out Hadra Kushal Duchter. Back to our original question over here, because we're saying that he's really holding of Yochim ben Nuri and Gansin. Therefore, he holds you could be Davishal Balom, you could actually be Mak to such a thing. So, how could you say over here that Shmuel says it goes like of Yochim ben Nuri, that it's going to work, and also say it was like of Yochim the Sandler, who holds that it's not the case? Excuse me, it's not the case. He says pretty clearly, you can't be Mak to Davishal Balom. Right, that's why he says the Mishnah is Chulin. Elam Rav Yosef comes another answer. Really, he does hold entirely like him. He holds like Rav Yochanan ben Nuri, and he can also hold like Rav Yochanan the Sandler. How does that make any sense? The answer is something very unique here. Really, he holds you can't be Makdish Tov Shlo B'Liolam. But in Rav Yochanan ben Nuri's case, says Gemara, Konamos, you're talking about Konamos. Konamos is a very particular thing. To go ahead and say konamos, it's not like hektish in a sense that when you're makdish something, the base of makdish becomes also to everyone. Konamos is very specific. I can aser myself from you or you to me, and therefore it's something which grabs on much quicker. It's much easier to actually take effect. And there we say you can be makdish davar shelo bali olam when it comes to that. Shiny konamos, because mitoch sha'adam oser peiros chaver olav, he can be aser the fruits of his friend on himself. And we know that he can't do that. A regular case of hektish, you can't makdish the fruit of somebody else to the Beis HaMikdash, but here it does work. So the Makdash Dover Shlo B'Liolam, you can do it like this here as well. And but that's only that particular instance. Generally, he would say you can't be Makdash Dover Shlo B'Liolam, therefore it's like Yochanan and Sandler. Amalei Abaye, Abaye comes back. What are you talking about? You're trying to compare these cases over here. He's saying the case of Yochanan ben Nuri, that whole case of the woman saying Konam to her husband, you want to compare that to the idea of the fruit, of saying I'm asking my friend's fruit on me? Bishlama Adam Oser Piris Chaveru Lav. Okay, we understand by the case. A person says Konem Alai by the person's fruits. They can Aser it. You know why? Shekin Adam Oser Piris Chaveru. Because if you flip that, I can say Bob's fruit are Aser to me because Bob himself has the ability of doing such a thing. He can Aser it upon me. So now you want to say, Yeser Dover Shalom Bali Olam Al Chaveru. I can aser something unto my friend that hasn't come into the world yet. Shekin ein adam oser piris chavero al chavero. When we know that it's not able to be done over here, we can't have a person who's going and asering the fruits of his. I can't aser Bob's fruits on himself.
Ella Amar of Huna Bered of Yeshua Beomeris Yikadshu Yaday Loseim. We're talking about a case over here where a woman says that my hands should become. This is Rav Yochanan ben Nuri's talking about the wife is able to ask her what's going to be in the future when what on her husband by saying my hands should be kadosh to the one who made them. In other words, that her hands herself are going to be aser like konam. The adayim is nubolam. These are things that are here, right here, right now in the world. So we could say a person is not able to be makdish dar. But this itself is taka in the world right now, and therefore we ain't got no problem. Shad Gemara v'chika amra hachi mi mekadjan hamishabdele. If she goes and she says such a thing, does it really work? But she has to go and work for this for the hubby. And for the Gemara, Da'amra l'chi mi garsha. She's saying this should be when she gets divorced. Frek the Gemara, umi ika midi, the ilu hashtalo kadosh lo kame kadosh. Is there such a thing that it can't be kadosh right now, but you can put on like a timer? It will be kadosh in the future. Amar bila, alamalo. How come? Why not? Why would you think so? Ilu amar lechaveru sada zushani mochilecha lekishe ekachena mimcha tikadesh. As the person says, this field that I'm selling to you, is going to become kadosh when I buy it back from you. Milo kacha, does it not work? Says Rashi, imrach v'chazav alakav. He sells it and he goes and he buys it back. So we see the taka. You can do such a thing. This is going to mask for Rabbi Yirmiyahu. Me dummy, can you bear the cases? Hasan biyod lagdisha. Over there, it's in his hands to go ahead and to be makdish it because right now it belongs to him. And therefore, it would work if he did it right now. So something happens later, it would also work. Hacha ain biyod lagarish hisatzma. Over here, though, it's not up to her to decide to divorce herself. She can't do such a thing. She needs him to be able to do that. Ha lodamia el omer lechaveru sadazusha mecharti lecha. What you want to compare to something? Compare it to a case where a guy says, "This field that I sold you, likasher kochenu mimcha tikadosh. I already sold it to you, and when I go and buy back, it should become kadosh." The lo kacha, the taka, it doesn't end up working. So what's going on over here? Maskel the Rapapa. Rapapa comes back with the question himself. You even think what you just brought up is comparable? Me dummy? Hasam gufo peres biyada lelkech. There, in the case you brought up by Yirmiyah, the field, I mean the field by itself, the gufo peres uperus, and that of being able to have the peres are in the hands of the lokeach, of the one who buys it. That is, Rashi says that Hasam Gabi Macharti Lechor, I sold it to you. Ain lo achshav ba lo guf lo peris. Isn't of anything. Vein od the makdish of shinu shalo. Can't makdish something that doesn't belong to you. Hacha gufa biyadahu. Says Rashi, vehare yikdash yikadish yadi amra. She said that my hand should become kadosh. If you want to know what it's comparable to, there'd be holodamia elu l'omel chaveru, only if a case where a person says to his friend, beep, turn the page and test my base. Sadazu shemishk. This field that I've been masking to you, this field which I left you by as a mashkin, as collateral, is going to become kadosh, but I'm going to go and I'm going to redeem it. In such a case, there, itaka does become kadosh. In this particular type of case, when he goes and he gives a field as a mashkanta, then what ends up happening, the one that he gave it to is able to have the fruits during that time. And now this case is going to be a case which you can be domet to the wife who goes and makes a neder, or a konim, right, where she makes a vow to aser her hands for the future situation. Both situations is that the subject of the neder, meaning the field, and the wife's hands, is in the possession of the one who makes the actual vow. Right? Well, somebody else has the rights to the stuff that comes off of it. The kacha, frak the gemara, maskav of Rav Shisha b'ed Rav Yidi. Midami, we're going to compare that case also. Hasam biyado livdosa. There, in the case of the mashkan, it's up to him to go ahead and to be able to be poded, to redeem it if he wants by going and paying back what he owes. Hachem biyado ligar satz over here, she's not, it's not in her hands to go and divorce herself. If you want to compare it to something, you compare it to a case of a person who says to his friend, this field that I left as a mashkan for you for 10 years, I left it for X amount of time, when I will go ahead and be poded, it will become kadosh, the kacha that itaka does work. And in this case, we know the guy is not able, the one who borrows, is not able to go and redeem it now, but he's still able to go ahead and make it that in the future that it's going to be kadosh. And also here, the woman, when she goes and she makes this neder, she makes this konim to ask her hands on the husband, it takes effect when she gets them back, so to speak, even though she's not able to get them now, because right now they belong to her. Maske flor vashi mi dummy, is that also compare? Can you compare that? Hasan les hashanim yel biyad luftosa. At least in 10 years, they'd be able to do it. Hacha in biyad lagar satsman the olam. She never is able to go ahead and to bengarish herself, right? She's not in charge. Therefore, Ella Amar Avashi, Konamos Kamar. Are you talking about the case of Konamos? You're saying that's an issue over there. Shiny Konamos, don't make a comparison. Why? The Kedushas Agufninhu. Konamos are Kedushas Aguf. We got something called Kedushas Aguf and something called Kedushas Mamun. This particular case over here is considered Konamos. We consider it like it's Kedushas Haguf. Oh, yeah. Kedushas Agufninhu. And therefore, in this type of circumstance, since it can't be redeemed now, what happens is it comes out of the level of being from the husbands over here, as the Gemara now says, because the Rava, Dama Rava, Hekdish, Chametz, Veshichur, Mafkiyan, Midei, Shibud. These things, Hekdish, if you're Makdish something, Chametz, the Chametz itself, and Shichur, you're Meshachur something, they take it out of the Shibud, and therefore it's no longer under the control of the husband. Right, the Gemara, that's really true. V'nikdishu mehashta, then let it be right now. Let it happen to become kadosh right this moment. Rashi says, "My iri yadikatoni shami yigreshenu mehashta nami kadosh." From right now to become kadosh. And says the Gemara, "Al mu'a rabbanu l'shibude debal kehechi doleti kadosh mehashta." The rabbis made stronger the rights of the husband, in order to make it that her hands shouldn't be kadosh from right now. It says Rashi, ba'od tachtav deshavyuhu rabbanon kelokech gamar v'lo kamalva. They made like a lokech, like a purchaser, and not like a malva, not like a lender. They made it like it belongs to him in order that she's not able to go ahead and do this by making a konam, and then it's going to mess him over totally. Okay, that was a lot to spend a lot more time on that, but like, we got to go weiter. Okay, now we get finally to the famous mishnah we've been discussing all along. Ve'elu melachos she'isha osa l'baila. These are melachos that a wife has to do for a husband. Tochenes, she has to do grind. She has to grind the grains into flour, va'ofa bake, umichabesis, and she used to do the laundry, mivashelis, cooking, uminikes bina, and to minik, hanaka, to nurse the kid, matzas la mita, to make the bed, va'osa bat semer, and to work mit the vol, semer, wool. Now, let's say hichnisilu shivcha achas, if she goes, she hires some sort of maid, lotuchenis v'la'ofa l'michabesis, she doesn't have to do the she could take off grinding or baking or laundry, right? And she could take off one of the jobs. Shtaim, if she gets two maids, and aim of a shalosh v'aim inikas bina, and she's able to take off of those. Shalosh, if she gets some three maids, and aim matzas lamita v'inas hatzemer, she doesn't have to make the bed, she doesn't have to do the wool. Arba, if she gets four, then yoshevus bekaderta, she could sit back and chill. Rashi says this means lo tarech b'shvilo leilach b'shlichus lahavi lo chefetz mibayis la'aliyah. She has to go and do all these, you know, check up to the attic, to the house, and different rooms. Meaning she could sit back and chill and do nothing. Rileza omer afiluch nitzel lo meyash shvachos. No, even if she brought in 100 shvachos, kofalasas b'tzemer, he's allowed to go and push her to go ahead and make sure as she's working with wool. Shabbatala mevila de zima, because someone who's sitting butt on doing nothing, it brings a person to zima, inappropriate type of activity. So Rav Shimon Gamliel, where he says, "Afa madiris ishto milasas melacha." Even someone who says it's also from a wife to go ahead and do, and instead of melacha, yotziv yiting suba, he has to divorce her and give her the ksuba. Shabbatala mevila de shiamum, because a person is sitting butt on doing nothing, it brings a person to shiamum, which Rashi says is shigaon, it makes you nuts. The first Rashi in the Mishnah comes and he says it was his ofa pas, but the second one says the Gemara is going to ask, "Am I lo iftar mikulu bechada shivcha sheichnisa b'koma?" Just get one shivcha and let that be enough to go and take her out entirely. Why do you need even more to go? Zok the Gemara, "Tochenes sakadaitech." What do you want to think, that the woman has to go ahead and she has to do bitochen? She has to go and grind everything. That's pretty intense over here. Rashi brings up that she's not the one doing it. Amayim megalgalin ha'ofan v'tochen. The water pushes the wheel of the grinder and it does the tochen. She's not doing it. Ela ema matchenes. I mean, that she's the one who is involved in doing it. Rashi says mechina tzorchi tchina. No snow, but for cheses, for kolotis hakemach, she goes and gathers everything and puts over there. V'yisema berichayim diyada. Or we're talking about a case, it's a hand mill, a mill that's used by the hand. Rashi says berichayim shel yad. Masisin lo kar bichayim yisam must not be like Rav Chiya. The Tanur bichayim says ein isha el liofi. You know what a wife is for? She's for beauty. So don't work on these type of things you're going to cause to take away from beauty. Tosas points out, lo poligela tochenes va'ofa minikas bina. Only things that are going to kiyotze behen shemachishos yofio, takes away her beauty. Avala osa b'tzemer lo poligela, not doing it with the wool. Demaisi adea tachas mazonas. That's not a problem. Ein isha el labanim. So a woman's only for beauty, ein isha labanim, or for kids. But Tanur b'chir, b'chir says, ein isha el tachshite isha. She's there in order to get dressed up nicely. Rasha sheyiknu lo tachshiten his nose, man, to go buy beautiful things to wear. Wow, amazing. In other words, she's there for us to buy her beautiful stuff. So get your, you know, start buying some stuff for her. But Tanya Rebbechir says, I wrote to Shiyadinathishto, someone who wants to go ahead and make her look beautiful. Rashi says, it's Ziva. You wanted to take her, make her look beautiful. Yalbishana, clay pishtan, and give her clay pishtan, linen clothing. I would say she yalben his bito, someone who wants to make his daughter look nicer, to be shining. Yachilenu afrochim v'yashkena chalav samach lepirka, right, that she should look nice. Give her young birds and milk when she gets to the age of pirka. Right, she says yebeha ne'urim, as she's like she's getting to the later stage of purity, puberty. Sorry. As the next part of the Mishnah, Minikis bina nurses her son. Limar sisin lo kabishamet. Sarah says not like bishamet. The tiny going to the brisa. Nodjeshol hanikis bina. Let's say she made another. She's not going to nurse her baby. Right? Okay. Bishamet or bishamet say shometis dad mipiv. She doesn't nurse. She stops right over there. So you see the taka, it works. We still learn to say kofa minikasa, whether they force her to go and to do it. Right? She is forced to do it. She has to do it. So therefore, the nether is not chal. Right? She says the mashab delay, velo chal and nether. It doesn't even work. Nisgar she'eno kofa. If she gets divorced, then you're not able to go and force her to go and nurse the kid. V'yemoye makiro. But let's say the kid is makir. Right? She says she'eno rotsa linak me'acheres. He knows the milk and he doesn't want to nurse from anyone else. No sila schar v'kofa minikasa. So you go and you pay her and then you force her to go and to nurse. So she gets paid for him. Because it's kind of because this is danger for the kid. If he doesn't nurse, then it's going to be bad news. What do you see? The beishame say that the nether does work and that a woman must not be, it must be that she is not chayef to actually nurse his kid, and that goes against our Mishnah. That's going on. Feel the Beis Shammai, because even say it's according to Beis Shammai, he's masking that that she has to do it. What are we talking about? We're talking about a case where she makes a nether that she's not going to nurse, and he is Makayim this nether. He says, okay, no problem, because Safi Beis Shammai, they hold, who knows in Esba Ben Shinah, when he does that, when he keeps the thing working, we keep upholding the nether by not being made for the nether, then what he's doing is he's putting his her finger between her teeth. In other words, another expression to say that he's the one who's really, who's making this go forward by doing this, and kind of like forcing her to now go and do this. So Basila Sabade hold he nasna etzba being she now. She's the one who's putting her finger in between her teeth, and she's the one, she's biting herself here. And therefore it's not gonna work. The vow that doesn't even work. Vinifalubiksuva ba'alma. If this is really my chlokus about whether or not who's the one who's upholding the net there, who's the one who's doing this over here, so then what does that have to do with dafkut nursing? This should just be a general principle. Like, why is it we're saying dafkut nursing? The oh, then not only that, but Tanya learned in a braisa. Beishame omrim ain't a meinika. Beishame says that she doesn't have to nurse. Pretty much speaking up straight out that he holds that they do not have to do such a thing. Says the Gemara, ella machvarta. We say the Mishnah is not like Beis Shammai. Okay, my friends, we're going to step over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.